Well, welcome to the Daggett County Planning and Zoning Public Hearing, December 15th at 5:50. We'll open this meeting and we'll have a roll call.
Cameron Twitchell.
Alan Wood.
Chad Reed.
Carrie Polson.
And we have no one visiting at this time. We will open the public hearing up for the time that we have allotted. The item on the for the public hearing is discussion and the input to our short-term rental ordinance review and update. So we'll have to wait and see if there's any public that comes and makes any comment. And if there isn't, we'll call.
I guess my comment is that I think that we should accept it as it is if we have no comment.
Okay.
Okay.
And
since we don't vote on that right now, we're going to comment, right? That it's
Just
to satisfy all of our problems.
At least for a short term. Until something else might happen that we have to review it and update it.
It can't, yeah, so it wants, says, no, you can't do that or wants some changes in it.
Because we have been told, have not had a, our county attorney review that as of yet.
As of yet. No, I caught him last week and said, if you can please take us a minute to review this before, because we did schedule a public hearing and haven't heard back from him.
I'm watching for that other gentleman, see if he joins for this, and this thing times out on us.
Yeah,
he wants to join.
For the next meeting.
The next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chad Moyes for the next meeting.
Wayne County called me and asked what we were doing about short-term rentals and how we knew if people were doing short-term rentals. And I told her that we're going through the business licenses. And she says, well, what happens if they don't get a business license? It was interesting because now we have the ability that we can go on a website and see who's got short-term rentals and we can go and use that. We couldn't before.
Mm-hmm.
We are now allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Any way to search for those. And I told her I am kind of going by the 80-20 rule. 80% of people
use
are
the
honest.
Works.
20% are going to be underhand, no matter which way you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But the county is, Jesse is considering doing an audit on all short-term rentals.
Uh-huh.
Because you can tell that they don't know how to report. Because on personal property, on a short-term rental, it's everything that's not attached. It has to have a price on it.
Oh. Okay.
Come on in.
Hello.
Hi. Huh.
And so there's a lot of them that we know are not reporting correctly. And so that's what the way they do that is they'll come out and they'll audit all the short-term rentals. And it's more of an education thing than a penalty type thing at that point.
Just so they know.
And a lot of it's educating them.
I don't think there's any sheets in here, but if she just wants to say her name for the record.
Courtney Hawks.
Courtney Hawks, okay. Yep. Courtney, are you here for the public hearing?
I'm just here to learn.
She
I just took over the town's planning and zoning.
Oh.
Today was my first day, so I kind of wanted to see how you guys did it to kind of get a feel of how you guys do it, to see what I can implement or change for the
okay.
Town.
Okay, well, we
got 5 more minutes of a public hearing.
Oh, that's okay.
That nobody is showing up for.
So as a matter of public record, though, Matt Henry, and again, your name again?
Courtney Hawks.
Courtney Hawks, and?
Kay Hawks.
Kay Hawks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kay. Has also joined our meeting. Any comment with our public hearing? We're addressing short-term rentals. We've just completed an update on that. and we're just doing the review. And if the county attorney says it looks okay, then we will move it on to the county commission.
Is yours still capped?
Yes, I believe so.
Is it still 15?
Yeah.
Do we have to get ours approved at 25?
You're already capped, you already have 15, right?
Mm-hmm, and we have a waiting list as well too.
Okay.
Do you know how many?
With the Airbnb thing?
Yeah.
Short-term rentals.
Do you know how many are on the waiting list?
I don't, but I can look when I get it on the list.
Wondering how many people want to do this, if, you know, how much of a demand there is.
So if the county caps are 15, does that mean all 15 of them can be in the town?
No. We don't do anything.
No, it would be county.
15 outside.
Excluding the town of Dutch John and the town of.
Ours is what, 25?
Yeah, we didn't do it, we did 25.
County's 25 and the city's 15.
We've got an interesting dilemma in the county too, because it includes all the way from McKinnon all the way to Browns Park. But there's lots of areas like the Pines and the Acres and the Greendale area, they do not allow it. And there's subdivisions here in the county on the Manila side that don't allow it. And so it doesn't.
HOA stuff.
Yeah.
The HOA type stuff that does not allow short-term rentals.
I got one question.
Sure.
Why cap it?
We debated.
We figured that we'd just start with a number, and if the demand increases, then we'd review that as to whether.
We needed to.
But also based on one of the questions is if all of them were going into one area, you know, some of the concerns of, I know in the towns have been that very fact of that being, you know, in certain areas where there's more residential people living there.
Well, the other thing is if somebody comes in and say to Captain's Cove and starts buying out all those lots that are there, and they turn them all into short-term rentals.
So that kind of takes away from the.
Then you've got nothing but a big block of nothing but rentals.
Yeah, but you got nothing now.
We've got whatever the county's got, the people that have done it. There's what?
Yeah, but you got no tax base there now. Let them build whatever they want on it.
Well, part of the problem on that is reviewing part of what's going on in that residential area as far as. Basically, if you are living there and around those short-term rentals, and some of what can happen as far as lots of people coming in, different people coming in, and what those people that are already full-time residents, you know, they need a public input into some of that as far as, you know, what they may be just fine with all of it, but to actually have it just go into where there's multiple ones around some of those full-time residential homes has been a concern in the past
and
with
complaints.
Some of our residents.
Yeah, but it'd give whoever,
complaints.
Somebody owns it.
Yeah.
And so whoever owns it and builds it has to pitch in their part on maintaining the road.
Not
now,
no. No, not on some of the areas that they could do that, they may not like in his area, but they don't allow them, then yeah, they would be pitching in to pay for the road, but they don't allow them there. But on other subdivisions,
in Captain's Cove,
is not maintained by, they don't collect anybody's money to take care of that road. It's all private.
They all pitch in whenever something's done on the road, don't they?
If you can get them to. There's
it's
nothing
all
saying
voluntary.
That they have to. It's voluntary, and it's, yeah.
So
we
that's
haven't.
Our subdivision is part of the HOA fee. So either they pay it, or we can put a lien on them.
And didn't you create a special service district or something?
Yeah,
for the
we
road,
have a
or?
Special service district
yeah.
For the road.
For
the
roads only.
I wish Captain's
so
Cove would.
That's taxed to their property taxes.
And then it goes to your that district, and then
it comes back to us for roads only.
And the thing that I was looking at is all them vacant lots down to there.
Oh, no.
If nobody's doing anything with them, then there's no way they're going to get any money donated to fix the roads.
No.
But if you let them do something with them.
That isn't usually what they want. They want to buy a house, if they come out and they
They want to buy two lots and put a trailer on it. That's what they want to do. They don't want to build a house. If you put a trailer on it, you don't get any taxes. If you put a house on it, then you're taxed. That's the problem we've got all over this county. Is people want to put a trailer in.
Camp trailer.
Yeah. So you get zip, nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Seeing that we do have not received any other than a few comments on some of the issues.
And no correspondence from any of the notices I sent out.
Okay, so with that, we will recognize what has been said for part of the minutes, but we will adjourn this meeting and we will